The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's get right to it. The first talkback of the day.
Hey, this message is for the JV Show. Can you guys give us an update on where the Graham Jess football bet is at? Because for those of us who don't follow the New York Giants, because why would we? Don't know how it's going. So an update, please.
Ooh, that's much needed.
All right, to recap, Jess and I, prior to the NFL season started, because Jess, she's from Salinas, but she's a huge New York Giants fan for some reason. We still haven't figured out why. That's her team. I'm a 49er fan because, you know, I'm from the Bay Area, and that just makes sense. Yeah. But we made a bet preseason. Now, Vegas had the win total for the New York Giants at 7 wins.
Yep. 6.5 apparently.
6.5. Make it 7 for the sake of this bet. And we agreed that any amount of wins over that 7, that's how many times I would spin the chug wheel and chug whatever it landed on. Any number of times if their win total is less than that 7, that differential is going to be the number of times that Jess is going to spin the chug wheel and have to chug whatever it lands on in succession, back to back to back to back.
Yep.
Multiple things. So if there are 3 games under that set, they only finish the season with 4 wins, that's 3 spins to get to that number 7. So 3 spins she'd have to do and then chug. What is the New York Giants record currently? They're terrible.
Unfortunately, they're 2-7 right now. So only 2 wins so far. We're supposed to have a lot more.
But they could win the rest of their games, right?
Okay, well, we'll get to that. If the season if the season ended today and they had 2 wins, Jess would be chugging 5 things. And we agreed if it was that something like that, it's got to be like shots because you can't chug 5 full of whatever the thing is on the chug wheel.
Yeah, 5 full chug mugs, no.
Human body can barely hold that much liquid. Now, lucky for you, the season has not ended today. And we're basically at the halfway point. You know, it's a 17-game season, so 8-9 games is roughly the halfway point. So if they had a second half like the first half, that they'd finish with 4 wins, right?
That's not bad. That's the best case scenario at this point because I thought we'd have at least 4 wins. Clearly that didn't happen. So now I'm like, okay, I'm shooting for at least anything
You get to 4, that's a 3 chugger. That's not that bad.
God.
Now let's look ahead at I thought, okay, well, let's see. Let's look ahead at the schedule and see how many wins are left on there because the Giants are not good, but, you know, they may play some crappy teams. Case in point, this Sunday, they play the Panthers. The Panthers are trash. Now, it's in Carolina, though, so we don't know. But I think, look, that's a win. That should be a win.
The thing is, anytime I think they're going to win, they don't.
All right, well, I got
them. Stop thinking.
You're right.
I got them winning that game, so now they're at 3 games.
Okay.
Then they play the Buccaneers after that. That's a loss. They play the Cowboys after that.
Ooh.
Cowboys are kind of a dumpster fire, too, but that's probably a loss. That's in Dallas. Then they play the Saints. That might be a win. I'll give you a win there.
Okay.
You're at 2 more wins, so you have 4 total now. Ravens after that, that's a guaranteed loss. Falcons after that, that's a loss. Colts, that might be a win. Colts are kind of a dumpster fire, too. So now I guess you have 5 wins. There's 3 on the second half of the season. And then you finish the season against the Eagles. That's a loss. So,
oh, my God.
Best case scenario here, you're getting 5 wins. And that's 2 spins of the chug wheel. That's manageable.
Okay, that's better. Right? I mean, there's a few good stuff, good things on the wheel right now.
Oh, we're going to change it to all bad things, though, right?
Oh, yeah, to settle the bet.
Yeah,
you're not spinning and letting this thing land on good stuff.
Cider on there.
No. Definitely not. Pumpkin cider. God. Yeah, right.
A couple things that we have to discuss here on the JV Show. And we're 5 days late. But are we doing No Shave November?
Oh, dang it. I shaved yesterday.
You did? You ruined it. Well, starting now.
I'm only doing it if you guys are doing it. And I'm talking about mustaches.
Ooh.
I'm in.
No, you're I don't trust you guys.
Really? Why?
So for Thanksgiving, you're just going to show up in like a...
You guys are going to grow full... You're going to let your
cultural appropriation mustache.
You're going to let your stash grow?
Yes.
You would legitimately...
If Selena does it, I'll do it.
Both you guys would legitimately grow your mustache.
I mean, I don't want to.
Let your mustaches grow.
It'll be against my will.
For a whole month?
Yeah.
I don't buy it. Why? Think you guys are lying. Because me, it's easy to tell. If I'm letting the facial...
It's not easy to tell on us. So like, I know. That's why I'm more okay with it.
But that's why I don't trust you.
You know, sometimes...
You're going to be plucking and tweezing, and I'm not going to know about it. And mine, you would know if I cheated, because I could grow a full mustache.
But, so, you're not in for No Shave November? What is this for, by the way? Every year we talk about No Shave November. What is the point of it?
Some of it started as a way to raise funds for men's health causes. That was the Movember. That was a lot of the impetus for that.
That sounds familiar. So us doing it, we're not raising any funds. We're just doing it.
Well, we could. I mean, we could be.
Okay, so why don't you do it to raise funds for men's health then, Graham?
Yeah, but people want something to root for. Like, if we post the three of our mustaches at the start and then at the finish, and they see that you guys really put in some effort and really let yours grow, people may want to donate, right?
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, so
I just don't buy that you guys are going to be honest about it, and for that reason, I'm out.
Wow. Okay, then we're all out. Okay, what about this?
I think we should be in. I think it would be
good.
Then
we're in. Make up your mind.
Yeah, but you guys aren't going to. You're not going to take it seriously.
We are.
I need to look at your guys' mustaches right now.
Look.
I need to get like
real hard.
Yeah, but I need to like take a picture. Like,
no, we're not
for documentation.
We're not taking pictures,
and everyone needs to see what you got now, and then we need to see if it's grown.
We're not taking pictures. Yeah.
See, this is BS.
Okay, what about this? No booze November.
Yeah, right. Get out of here. You're crazy.
You're telling me you're not going to drink on Thanksgiving, Selena.
I didn't say anything yet. This is a group discussion. Okay, are we in or are we out?
You don't do that for November. Maybe Sobtober or Dry July whatever.
Is Sobtober a thing?
I don't know. I think I just made it up.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's not.
It should be.
Sobtober and
Halloween.
Dry July.
So no booze November.
And dry January. Those ones, sure. Yeah. Fine.
Hear me out. No booze November, except Friday, Saturday, in the week of Thanksgiving is exempt.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
I'm down.
Okay, we're in.
Man.
All right.
What about election night?
Election
which is
night,
today.
Too. Yeah, yeah. We need
that.
We're going to need some drinks.
Yeah. I'm going to need a few drinks tonight. More than a few, potentially.
Other than that, we're in.
Okay. It's a deal.
We got this.
I'm going to come look. I need to get a close-up of your mustaches.
No!
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this new gym trend, right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Happy Election Day! Let's go!
Remember,
here in California, your employer must provide paid time off for voting, so you literally have no excuse not to. Even if you're not registered yet, some polling places have what they call conditional voter registration. Not all polling places. If you do want to find a polling location near you, vote.org makes it really easy. Remember, those polls open up at 7 a.m. You have until 8 tonight to cast your vote.
So that means if I walk out right now to go vote, the boss has got to pay. I get paid leave to go
do
that?
You have to get paid.
Mm-hmm. All right, see ya. I haven't voted yet.
Come back.
Well, the polls aren't open till 7. So.
Okay, good. Well, it's going to take me a long time to get there. The Kansas City Chiefs improved to 8-0 on the season after they defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night on Monday Night Football. Pretty exciting game in rainy weather. Saw the Bucs drive down the field with time running out to score a game-tying touchdown to send the game into overtime.
Whoa.
But what the hell were they thinking, Buccaneers? They could have gone for two and tried to win the game, but instead they went to overtime. Chiefs won the toss, and they then went on to win the game, and Taylor cheered barf.
Ooh, yikes.
Terrible.
We'll see highs in the mid-70s. No rain is expected this week, but careful not to get blown off as winds will increase as the week goes on, with the strongest being on Friday.
Strong blow Friday. Got it. Yeah. I put it in my calendar. Hey, Taurus besties.
Hey.
Your day today is an 8. Travel to see a love interest may be tempting, but unforeseen problems and delays could arise. Take the back route or connect virtually. This romance could work, but you need to find creative solutions.
Oh.
Take the back door. Back route.
Whoa.
Take the back route, it said.
Got it. Let me know what you guys think about this new gym trend / tip from experts. Podiatrists, trainers, and even orthopedic surgeons are saying there are plenty of benefits of working out without your shoes on. Either going barefoot or just in socks. It's going to help you with balance, mobility, coordination. It even provides feedback to your nervous system. So as you're working out, it's helping to activate those glutes and those core muscles to really improve stability there in your core. Plus, it's going to strengthen those deep muscles that stabilize the foot. So it's going to get your ankles, knees, hips and back just extra strong for you. How do you feel about working out at the gym?
Ooh.
No shoes. Have you seen this before?
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not at the gym. Same. I don't want ringworm. You guys have seen people working out barefoot at the gym?
Yes.
So when I work,
who?
A lot of people, a lot of
people are lifting weights. There's barefoot? A lot. Of,
yes.
I
don't go to a gym.
That.
I used to work out. This is like last year or whatever. I would go to like somebody's home gym when I went to this like personal trainer. And there were ladies there that would work out without their shoes on. I thought it was like the weirdest thing. But I was like, okay, you do you, boo. But I think this is why.
Yeah. So I knew that there was like a benefit for lifting without your shoes. But I'm sorry, I'm judging every time. Because
are they full on barefoot, like no socks?
I've seen some people do full on barefoot and some people do with socks. I'm judging either one, but the full on barefoot, you're crazy. Like
that's gross.
This is weird to me. I have someone that goes to the gym outside of like the last year and a half because I've been building a house. Other than that, I'd go 4 or 5 days a week for the last since I was 20. You know, like I've always gone to the gym. I've never seen anybody working out without their shoes on. I feel like all the gyms I go to have a rule. You got to be wearing shoes.
See, I thought they would have a rule. Jess, what gym do you go to?
24-hour fitness.
And they're fine with no shoes?
24-hour fitness is like, giving up. Didn't they file bankruptcy?
No,
they don't care anymore.
No business or something.
Put some respect on 24-hour fitness.
I'm pretty sure they did. My 24-hour fit, I used to be a member until mine closed. And then I started going to a different 24-hour fitness. And then that one closed. And so I was like, I can't do this anymore. There's no more of you. Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it. Is this a very recent trend? I've seen people wear those like barefoot looking shoe things at the gym before. Shoes though.
Yeah, those would be okay.
Yeah, if you're gonna do that, or even if you set up your sweat towel, I don't know, do something. But really, like, there's been years and years of sweat and possible blood and just gross things that are on the gym floor, and you're just okay with stepping on that?
That's disgusting.
Who's doing all the bleeding on the floor at your gym?
I'm just assuming people bleed.
What is it, a fight club there? What are they running? Boxing and MMA matches there at your 24-hour
fitness? Do you ever see them put like their bare feet up on equipment? Like some things will require you to put your feet up.
You can't do that.
That's why I'm disgusted.
That's nasty.
And there's so many people that do not clean the gym equipment. And I get it, you know, the wipes are like across the gym, but I think because I worked at a gym before, I can't get myself to not clean the equipment after I'm done with it. But I see no one else do it. And there are a lot of people that will put just their bare feet and they leave their sweat mark on there.
That's so gross.
This is a ringing endorsement for the 24-hour fitness in San Mateo.
I don't just mean there. I mean, I've seen it like at basically any gym that I've been to.
Nobody wipes down the equipment. There's blood on the floor and a bunch of barefoot people around putting their fungus little feet on all the equipment.
That is so nasty.
That's disgusting. Shouldn't it be like, I would understand maybe in some of the workout areas of the gym, you're working on some mats or something, you're doing some yoga, whatever, fine. No shoes there. But when you're in the weight room and people are dropping big heavy weights, you want to be walking through there barefoot?
See, that's what I would think. That thing falls on you. I mean, even with shoes on,
it's
going to
hurt
even falls
shoes,
on
but
your...
it's going to help.
Right. More, ooh. At least there's a layer of protection.
There's
I don't know.
Some.
I can't do it. And I'd be really grossed out just seeing a bunch of feet around my gym. At least put some socks
on. But I will say, a lot of the people that do this, their body looks good. So it must be working.
Oh, you're attracted to the barefoot people.
No, I'm not attracted to them, but I'm like, okay.
So would you ever try it?
Something's working. No. Okay. Not unless I'm working out at home.
What about like outside, like running on a nice grass field barefoot? There's something about that. It's nice.
I can see that.
Have you ever done that?
Maybe when I was a kid.
Like on grass?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I said on a nice grass field. I said running barefoot on a nice grass field. So to answer your question, yes.
I was
on
a
grass.
Kid. I don't know. Now I don't really go outside, and if I do, it's not barefoot.
Oh yeah, the outdoors.
Yeah, yeah. Not a fan.
Yeah, grass is fine. Even like sand. That's nice too at the beach.
I mean, I love being barefoot. Like during summertime as a kid, I'd never put shoes on. You were barefoot everywhere. You walked barefoot outside, inside, didn't matter. You were always barefoot. You get your summer feet, you know, they gotta get
oh my god, I'm so grossed out right now.
Selena, they gotta get toughened up a little bit. Start to
stop.
Get a little calloused on the bottom. And then you can go anywhere after that. Did you see this guy that just won won the set of Guinness World Record? He walked from LA to New York barefoot.
Are you kidding me?
Took him 260 days and he was not allowed. Part of the to be certified by the Guinness Book of World Records, you know, because they take it very seriously and all their stupid records. This one actually isn't pretty impressive. Those 37-year-old guy did it, and he wasn't allowed to have anything. You could not put anything on your feet, not even a Band-Aid. They had to be fully barefoot the entire way. And he said he was stepping on shards of glass and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, my God. Does he still have feet?
And he made it the entire way. I saw a picture of the bottom of them. They were pretty black.
Ew. So he just, like, grew his summer feet and decided to go for the world's longest walk.
Yeah, well, he said at the start, his feet were not toughened up at all. And he said it was really, really, you know, he was getting cut, all sorts of cuts and wounds and things. But he said they eventually start toughening up. And then he was able to do it 3,100 miles over 8.5 months. And he did the entire thing barefoot. He said some of it was through snow. Some of it was through, you know, all the different, you know, a lot of different conditions and seasons. And
what a weirdo. I would think
don't you think the pavement and all stuff would be scorching hot the entire way as you're walking
through?
Not
if you got some nice thick calluses. Damn calluses, you hella thick.
Anyways.
Oh, God.
That guy did it. They call him the barefoot Dutchman. I guess he's Dutch.
Wow.
He did it, you guys. He did it.
Good for him.
His feet were so gross. Yeah. You should have seen a picture of these things. They were rough.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, before we get to talking about TV.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ari from Antioch. Yes, I do take off my shoes when I'm lifting, especially on deadlifts and squats. Keeps proper form. And you have less risk of injury because you have more or better stability.
I think that's fine. I think that's great. But at the gym, like around other people, and they got to smell your feet.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, it just seems kind of gross. I don't know.
What if you don't need to set a personal best and squat, you know, 350 pounds? What if just leaving your shoes on and going for 320 is just fine? You know, like just dial it back.
What's wrong with that? To each their own. Yeah, thank you for that talk back. All right, Tuesdays, we turn it over to Jess and we talk TV. What's going on, Jess?
So I just watched Anatomy of Lies.
Hell is that?
I want to ask, do you guys know Elizabeth Finch? Does that ring a bell?
Nope.
Okay, so she is a former writer on Grey's Anatomy. You guys know Grey's Anatomy, right?
Heard of it. Never watched it.
Okay.
Watched the first couple of seasons, and then it got terrible for the next 16 years.
Is she the
one
that faked having cancer?
Yes. So she faked that, but she faked a lot of other things. It was just some extreme lies that were made up as her, I guess, writing career went on and as she was working on the show. But I wanted to talk to you guys about this because, you know, we see marriages end because of lies a lot of the time. But a lot of the time that involves lies having to do with cheating with another person, you know, with them just doing things behind your back, right? How do you guys feel about lies that don't have to do with cheating? And are you willing to work through some of those lies? Like, let's say for this one, in this case, a lie about an illness.
Like if my partner lied about having an illness?
You're already with this person. You know that they've struggled through a lot of trauma in their life. And you know that at this moment, they have an illness. And you are helping them work through it. You're standing by their side. And then all of a sudden, years later, you find out it was all made up.
I'm not staying with that person.
That would be tough. Because, like, was I out fundraising for cancer research and they didn't have cancer?
Yes. And you're taking care of this person. They're
you're
not even sick.
Care of them. You know, you bring them around your family. Your family, you know, gets to know this person, is also helping this person. And all of a sudden,
I don't know. One thing I cannot stand is a liar. Like, there's literally no reason to lie about any. Well, sometimes if you know, for you know, missing work.
White lies.
Stuff.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Those don't count as lies.
But like actual lies, like there's most of the time, there's really no reason to do it. So people that go out of their way to lie when you could have just told me the truth, like I just don't have the patience for that.
So this would be a reason for you to just break off the marriage.
100%.
Yeah, that would be tough because then it would feel like you're. Your entire relationship is in a lie at this point. You're going to start calling everything into question, right?
Yeah.
What is real about this?
It's me. It's like, why lie to me?
Some people are, I've known
like
people like this.
Pathological liars?
Yeah, they're just,
I don't get it.
They're just habitual about it. They, for whatever reason, they feel the need to lie about one thing. Maybe it's insignificant, but then now they've got to maintain that lie. And so then it requires other lies to prop that one up. And pretty soon they're lying about so much stuff. I don't know how they keep, it seems exhausting to be able to keep track of all those lies.
And,
I don't know how they do it.
For what?
Right.
I mean, in this case, I think she just wanted the attention that she was getting because with every
Is this a spoiler alert? What's the show called again?
Anatomy of Lies.
Jess is about to spoil it.
A little bit. bit.
No one's ever going to watch this.
Is it? So this is a documentary about this woman?
Yes. It's really good. So I do recommend that you check it out if you have some time. It's only 3 episodes.
Where's it on?
On Peacock.
Peacock. Nobody has that. So.
Yeah, I sure don't.
You know, if you end up getting it one day.
I'm just kidding. I think I have that right now. I think I do have it.
But there were a lot of tragedies, not just the cancer that she lied about. So it was almost like every person that she encountered and heard a trauma from, she would all of a sudden, miraculously, like, have that trauma, you know, a few months later. It's like if she encountered someone who was dealing with issues with her brother, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, like, her brother's in the hospital and her brother has, you know, a terminal illness, or her brother has, you know, something going on with them. It was just like time after time, all of these, and everybody was like, wow, she has the worst luck ever. Everything is happening to this woman. And she would come up with these amazing stories for Grey's Anatomy because she, quote, like, had lived them, right? Not really, but she lied about living them. So she does end up in a marriage where this person is willing to give her a chance even after she finds out about all the lies. So I was really shocked about that because I think when you lie about something that affects so many people, it really is not something that I could maybe look past.
Do they ever find out what was wrong with her?
Spoiler alert.
I mean, it's
like she psychologically,
she did go to a mental health facility.
Let me stop right there because Selena, okay, to that point, you and I are both like, I'm out. Marriage is over. But what if it is a mental health thing and it's something they're able to
get help on?
Get help and get figured out. And then they're back to being them.
If they get back to being them minus the lies, of course. I mean, I think I would give them another chance. But there's not really any guarantee. And I know I cannot just be with a liar.
So would it help?
So I guess I would have to see that change first to really decide, okay, well, maybe we can work things out.
I know, but I guess that makes me look at the problem differently.
Okay.
If a doctor comes and is like, look, the reason that all this stuff's been happening is because they're dealing with this. This is a mental health thing and they're dealing with blah, 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 and there's a diagnosis for it, you know, rather than somebody that's just lying all the time just for the thrill of the lie. You know, I don't know what drives other people to lie about stuff like that. Like, what if it was, I would look at it totally, totally differently. They're two different cases in my mind.
Okay. I can see that. I think also if they were to come clean about every single thing that they lied about, that would help. But I mean, regardless, I think a lie about something like cancer is just, I mean, it's insane because what is the reason for that? You know?
You guys have to listen to the podcast Scamanda. Look it up on that very free iHeartRadio app, Scamanda. It will blow. It is exactly this about a woman. She's from the Bay Area.
Right.
And she, I mean, the lies that happen, it's incredibly similar to what you're describing.
And, but was
about,
she just like lying to lie, or did she need like help?
I think she was lying to lie.
Like
I think she was lying to lie because it was benefiting her in a lot of ways, financially and others. People were raising money for her and cooking meals for her as she's going through her treatments. And was she ever even sick? You know, you got to listen to this podcast.
It's like Gypsy Rose's mom.
Oh my God. So good.
Or the man that was involved with Risa Tisa, the woman that had the 52-part series of who did I marry? Like, he was lying about everything.
Mm-hmm. Do we even know if he's real?
He is real, yeah.
Okay.
He was just lying. He's a real person. It's just nothing about his life.
Okay,
real.
Okay. So if you want to, so let's go back to the documentary you're watching. What's it called for those who want to check it out?
Anatomy of Lies on Peacock.
And that's on Peacock. All right. Thank you, Jess.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Selena Gomez shut down body shamers. She was at the LA premiere for her new movie, Emilia Perez, which comes out on Netflix November 13th. Any interest in watching this?
Yes.
BT Dubs.
Because
me too.
I've seen clips and she's like speaking Spanish in it.
Oh, I just want to see Edgar Ramirez who's in this.
What am I excited to watch?
Emilia Perez. She's like a cartel, like mob boss type of role. It's out on Netflix November 13th. I'm excited for
it. Who gives a fart?
So Selena was on the red carpet, and there's pictures of her with her hands, like, strategically placed kind of by her stomach as she's posing for pictures. And everyone online was like, oh, my God, she's hiding a pregnancy. Why else would she be covering her stomach like that?
Good point.
So that post ended up getting deleted, but not before Selena fired back at everyone. She said, this makes me sick. I have SIBO in my small intestine. It flares up. I don't care that I don't look like a stick figure. I don't have that body. End of story. No, I am not a victim. I'm just human.
Okay.
Looked up what SIBO is. It is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It's an imbalance of the microorganisms in your gut that maintain healthy digestion, excuse me. And it, she says it causes her to be like bloated a lot.
Got it.
So she took major offense to the pregnancy accusations. Not here for that.
See, this is how I know I could not be a celebrity, because can you imagine people just looking at one picture of your stomach?
It would ruin me. Like, no, I just ate because I'm a person.
I'm just gassy today, guys. No. Hang on. I'm about to give birth.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Okay, now take your pictures. All right, snap away. But I guess, part of it is because it's believable, right? You don't go start pregnancy rumors on every female celebrity, but it's because we think, like, there's probably a good chance that this is going to happen soon, right?
She literally said that she cannot carry a child.
Oh, that's right.
So it's like, why are we still saying this to
her?
Can
you rewind the thing? Hit the rewind for me. I forgot about that part. Take back.
Yeah. All right.
So what I was saying is, it's ridiculous because it's not believable at all. Why would people say this about any female celebrity, particularly her, because she said,
I can't carry a child.
Exactly. That's a great point, Graham.
Thank you.
I said that.
I don't remember that.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. The pilot of that small plane that landed on Highway 85 yesterday in Cupertino has spoken about the incident. You guys, it's pretty crazy. Peterson Conway, it's his name, uses the plane to commute every other day from Carmel to Palo Alto. So he's luckily a very...
Shut up.
The guy flies back and forth constantly. Dang. Says he lives on a farm in Carmel, and I can't figure out. I don't know what he does. But he flies back and forth every other day. So he's a very experienced pilot. He's logged a lot of miles in the air, and he needed every bit of his experience to avoid tragedy yesterday morning. He says he told the airport that morning in Carmel to top him off with fuel, but somehow that must not have happened. Dude working the fuel pump, probably scrolling his IG instead. Got distracted. Next thing you know, plane's down the runway. He's like,
oh my God.
Are you going to tell him? I'm not going to tell him. All right, let him figure it out. And he started to lose his engine while over the South Bay. He made a mayday call to the Palo Alto airport, and he realized that, and they would have opened, you know, made accommodations for him to land in San Jose, wherever. You know, it's an emergency.
That
mayday.
That is so scary.
But he realized he wasn't going to be able to make it to any of the airport options, and that's when he started exploring other options. He saw a nearby football field and thought, I can land there. He said he's experienced in landing in small areas on short runways, so he could do it. And as he started to approach this football field, he saw kids running around in the field and decided, not going to attempt that. And that's when he started looking at the highway, started looking at 85. And he said the northbound lane's completely stacked up with traffic. He's like, there's nowhere that I could land with traffic. I said that yesterday. I was like, the pictures look like he landed going against traffic, which is crazy. But he made the right choice there because there was space going going that direction. And so he attempted then to make that landing. He said as he flew low over the freeway, he said cars were still coming, but he moved the plane side to side, like, you know, wobbling his wings to get everyone's attention. Like, look, this is happening.
And
he said there's a couple cars still speeding, but then people kind of saw what was happening, and he was able to land the plane successfully without a scratch on it. Now, it caused a major traffic nightmare because getting a plane off of a highway, you got to figure it out. They had to take the wings off of it before they were able to load it onto a truck. So it took like a total of 6 hours or something before they were able to get the plane off of the freeway. But the whole thing is still pretty miraculous.
That is crazy.
The fact that you have to make split second decisions about where you're going to land because your plane's going down one way or another.
Thank God you had the experience to like know what to do.
I mean, can you imagine going, okay, there's a spot to land. Dang it, there's kids playing. Move it, kids. Do planes have horns you can honk?
No, they should. Because what if there's another plane in the sky they need to, you know, tell to move?
You're right.
Or like when you're flying, you just want to say what's up to one of your buddies. What's up?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Anyways, pretty crazy.
That is very crazy.
It's not something you see every day, and then to hear the actual thought process behind what went down. Woo. I want to know who's the dude that forgot to fill the plane up that day.
I know. He's getting fired.
In trouble.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Go vote.
We on the JV Show have one very strict and steadfast rule.
Yes.
You cannot complain about anything that's going on, even remotely related to politics, if you did not vote.
Yep.
You forfeit that right for the next
so we
4 years.
Hear it.
4 years in this instance, you have to zip it until then if you didn't vote. If you do vote, though, complain on, because there's a lot of stuff to complain about.
Yep, and we'll be right there complaining with you, probably. Yes. All right, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gina calling from San Francisco. I listen to you guys every morning. I love you. Just wanted to say what's up. And also, why didn't the pilot actually check his gas tank before taking off and putting that thing in the air? That's all I want to know.
I want to know the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the pilot that landed on Highway 85 in Cupertino yesterday morning. He says he told the airport there in Carmel where he took off from, hey, can you top off the fuel tanks? And he said they must not have done that. And then he runs out of gas and has to land on the highway. Miraculously, nobody's hurt in this and not a scratch on the plane. I want to know the same thing. Now, look, I've flown in a small plane, more than a few times. And there's like so many different little gauges and buttons and blinking things. I'm convinced half that stuff does nothing. And so maybe it's like, you know, you just kind of you didn't look. But I to that same point, I think the same thing about the person that runs out of gas on the Bay Bridge. Did you not, when you got in the car that morning, did you not look and see that you were about to run out of gas and then you decided to drive onto the Bay Bridge?
Because I've almost been that person, I think like once a week. It's like, I know how much gas I have. I just know that I can make it there. You know, I know I can make it across the bridge. I know I can make it to the gas station. I think this time you just misjudged.
He could have misjudged, or he could have just assumed you put faith in that. Yeah, somebody else topped the thing off and he's not even thinking about it. He's flying. He's listening to it. He's probably listening to the JV Show on the iHeartRadio app and just laughing away. And next thing you know, his engine starts sputtering.
He's like, fart jokes.
I love them.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip. You know, when you step in, I love that feeling when it smooshes up all between your toes.
Nobody likes that.
Some people do.
You're sick.
You step on it with bare feet and voluntarily?
No, that's happened to everybody.
Everyone's done it. Thank you.
That's happened to every single person.
Disgusting.
That's gross. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app and hit the talkback mic button. Leave us your guess there. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess so we can shout you out if you win. And the only way you're going to win is if you're the first correct answer of the morning.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you're having a good morning. Don't forget to get out and vote. The polls are now open. You got until 8 o'clock tonight. All right, let's get back to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. You know when you step in, I love that feeling when it smooshes up all between your toes.
Oh, you're what about sick. What about the stink?
You just get used to that, I guess.
That's disgusting.
I mean, some people really don't mind the smell.
There's nothing worse than when you step in it. And you're just like, oh, God, what
was I
doing?
And it makes that noise.
Oh, and you just know.
That's the best.
Day ruined. Go find the hose.
Let's go to your guesses.
What up, JV Show? It's Jim from Hayward. I think today's bleeped out word is mud.
Mud.
How do you guys feel about
some... Who would want to step in mud? You're disgusting.
People take mud baths.
That's true, and you're disgusting.
I did that one time, and it...
You did?
Didn't. Hashtag never again. I didn't.
Wait, like at a spa?
Yeah, one of those places in Calistoga. Did a mud bath one time, and I was just like...
don't seem like a spa mud bath type of person. You won't even go for a massage.
I was forced into it. And
good.
Anyway... The only thing I'm thinking the entire time is, when's the last time they changed out this mud? Like,
ew.
How many other people have sat in this same bathtub of mud? I bet you that number's pretty high.
That's
gross.
Oh, my God.
Did it feel nice, though?
It felt weird, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Joanna from San Jose, and I think the missing word for today is Orbeez.
Orbeez.
You ever got some Orbeez between your toes?
No.
I
feel like that would feel that would
feel kind of good, though.
I think it would, yeah.
You put your feet in like a bucket of Orbeez?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of nice.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Riley from Hayward, and I think the bleep that word is carpet. Thank you.
Carpet doesn't really do it for me.
It doesn't? It's just so... we just put the house we're building.
Oh, maybe
you know, the
like
bedrooms,
a raw, long, like shaggy.
The bedrooms
one.
Have new carpet in there. Something about new carpet is it's a nice feel. But then also, I just think to myself, like, this is the cleanest this will ever be.
Yes.
From here on out, this stuff is just going to collect dirt like a
sponge.
You've
already tainted it.
I think I have. I sat in it with...
All right.
Never mind.
Continue to get those guesses in. Remember, you got to be the first person to win this... the first person to get it right to win this chug mug. We're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you, hopefully you, can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. You know when you step in... I love that feeling when it smooshes up all between your toes.
Ew.
So, what is that bleeped out word? I hope you guys know how to play this. You just leave your guess on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some guesses now.
Hi, my name is Kylie. I am from Modesto, and my guess is dog. Have a great day.
There were a surprising number of people that guessed dog number dookie this morning. And if anybody likes that feeling, you are sick.
You're sick.
You don't do
it's
that.
Definitely not that. What is wrong with you people?
Morning, JV Show. This is Natalie from Martinez. I'm going to guess the missing word is grapes. When you're making wine and you're stomping on those grapes, have a good day. Love you guys.
Can we talk about that for a second? That's always really disgusting when I see videos of people all barefoot smushing the grapes for the wine that we drink. And I love wine, but ain't nobody want to see that.
Yeah, but the wine that you drink is not the stuff that's getting foot stomped.
Thank God. That's oh, just, my God. Best news for, ever. So what is
tourist,
that for?
That's just for touristy fun.
Yeah, because we see those cranberry juice commercials, too.
Yeah, and they're like stomping in those barrels.
They're stomping the cranberry juice, too?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those. I mean, I know cranberries, you know, they wade out into the big bog of them. That's how they harvest the cranberries, because cranberries float. So they fill the whole field up with water. Then they float up. That's a different situation. But the grape stomping, yeah, I don't know. There's too many places that bottle that stuff that your athlete's foot was touching.
Okay, good.
But if they do, maybe the alcohol kills it all. I don't know.
I would hope so.
I guess that's the hope, right?
Good morning. This is Jackie from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word is grass. Thank you. Love you guys.
Grass.
That was a very popular guest this morning.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Diana from San Jose, and I think the missing word is sand.
Sand. There we go. Here's today's clip unbleeped. You know when you step in sand? I love that feeling when it smooshes up all between your toes.
Yes. Especially when it's nice and warm.
Okay. Yes. Certain sand.
Dry sand or wet sand?
I like
a lot
dry
of people,
sand.
There were guesses coming in. People were specifically calling out wet sand, which I think is the superior sand.
I like dry sand, but it has to be like caramel, really, really soft sand.
Yes. And like warm and toasty.
Yeah.
I feel like you start digging your, particularly in California beaches, you start digging your toes into the sand here and it runs into like a cigarette butt and like a pine cone and
some glass,
you know, a little piece
and a
of bark
dog
and glass and a dog number two and all this stuff. And you're just like, why did I do that? I shouldn't have done that. But when you're standing where the waves are crashing on your toes and you feel that feeling.
Oh, I love, actually, yeah, I love that too.
Wet sand's rolling through there. That to me is superior.
But it has to be warm.
Yeah, I would like the water to be warm as well. All right, holy tidal wave of talkbacks, you guys. We got a lot of shout-outs to give. First and foremost, Diana in San Jose. What's up, Diana? What's up? New Chuggy Muggy coming your way. She had the very first correct answer this morning. Oh, holy geez. And I apologize if you don't hear your name on the list, because a lot of people had the correct answer this morning. So let's just blast through them, shall we? Ryan and Hayward had it. So did Luis in Hercules. Vicky and El Sobrante. Jackie didn't say where she was from. Monique in Union City. Mia in Castro Valley. Hector in San Jose had it. So did Melanie in San Mateo. Millie in Campbell. Colleen in Redwood City. Marie in the East Bay. Josh from Castro Valley. What's up, Josh? What's up? Veronica in San Mateo. Nikki in Hayward. Edgar without the haircut in Pittsburgh. Max in Berkeley. And Helica in Oakland. Debbie in San Jose. James in Clovis. Ben in Milpitas. What's up, Ben? What's up? Happy Election Day. Rodrigo and Tracy had the correct answer. So did Jessica in Alameda. Ricky in San Jose. Mary Carmen in San Jose. David in Richmond. John also in Richmond. What's up, Richmond? Jen in South City. Laura from Martinez. Julio from Pinole. Brian in San Jose had the correct answer. So did Hannah in Stockton. We see you, Stockton. Natalie in Newark had it. So did Monica in Pittsburgh. Brooke in Oakland. Our buddy Elliot in Pittsburgh had the correct answer. So did several other people.
Many.
And we apologize if you don't hear your name there.
There's a lot.
A lot of people on it this
Thank
morning.
You, everyone, for playing.
Yes, was nice
it,
work today.
Was it Diana who won?
Diana yes, in Diana. San Jose.
Check your email. That's how we're going to reach out to get you this Chuggy Muggy.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. This is Christine. I just want to wish my mom a happy birthday. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mom. I love you so much. Happy birthday to you. Have a great day, guys. I love you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. You were singing that.
Happy birthday.
Who actually puts effort into the happy birthday song? That was good.
It was good. She's a good singer.
That was really good. Really good. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi. Who is this?
Hi. This is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm good. And you guys?
We are wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Quick question. We don't need to know who you're voting for, but are you voting?
Yes, I already voted. I nailed in my ballot.
Nice. That was the correct answer. Point for Jasmine.
Yep.
All right, we're going to play the Yup Nope game. This is where you can win tickets for
Becky G.
You just got to get 3 out of 4 trivia questions right, which I know you can do. You got this, Jasmine. Let's get to it. Here's question number one. Strawberries and cream is the traditional dessert served at what iconic tennis tournament?
What iconic tennis tournament?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They serve strawberries and cream at it.
I don't know.
Can you name any tennis tournaments? I guess we'll start there. Gotta take a guess. I'm running out of time.
Any guess? I don't.
Wimbledon.
Yeah, Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. Okay.
The only tennis tournaments I know is Wimbledon
and
U.S. Open.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know, really. Okay.
That's what I thought.
I know. I mean, outside of that, who gives a fart? All right, question number two. The Panama Canal connects the Caribbean with what ocean?
Oh, my gosh. No.
Just think about it. Panama Canal, going from the Caribbean with the pirates and everybody over there.
Uh-huh.
And then through there, where are you?
Atlantic Ocean?
Nope.
Ouch. Jasmine!
It was a coin toss. I mean, I guess it was a coin toss.
Yeah, that was a trick question.
No, it was not.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. The Pacific was the correct answer there.
Pacific. Okay.
Panama there.
Yeah.
This one you have to know. Question number three. The athletic teams from the University of Notre Dame. They're known as the Fighting Blank.
No.
Notre Dame. They're the Fighting. Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry, though.
Oh, no. I might quit the show.
No.
I don't know. I don't know any of this.
Take
I'm
a
so
guess.
Sorry.
The Fighting, just anything. What do you think can fight?
The Fighting Nine.
The Fighting Nine?
Knights.
Oh, Knights.
The Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish.
The Fighting Irish.
From Notre Dame. They got that little leprechaun on there. He's got his fists up. He's ready to fight. All right, question number four. You need this one to avoid
She's
a
got this
holy,
one you have to
horrible
know.
Trivia. Question number four. The Pisces zodiac sign is represented by what animal?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a pelican,
oh
right? Pisces
no,
pelican?
No,
okay. Don't confuse her.
Pisces penguin?
Stop.
No.
Pisces no. porcupine?
Jasmine, do you know the answer?
Is it two fish?
Yeah. Take it.
Yes.
Fish.
Okay. Fish. Oh, there we go.
That answer counts for two, right?
No.
Oh, she does not, but she avoided the holy horrible trivia, and I almost quit the show or got laid off.
Oh, yeah, about that. Jasmine, you did not win today's Yup Nope game, but we appreciate you so much, and thank you for playing.
Thank you.
It was a hell of a try, but come on, Panama Canal.
Hang on, Jasmine. Oh, don't no. hang up. All right.
The Fighting.
I know.
Jess, did you know that one?
I knew that one.
The Fighting Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, Graham, do we have some shout out?
You know we do.
Let's
you
do it.
Know we do. Moms and people and all sorts of others in my DMs. Got one says, hey, Graham, can you please wish my daughter Ryan the happiest of birthdays? She's the best tweeny pie honey bun a mom could ask for. Can't believe she's 12. Love you so much. That's from mom April. So happy birthday,
happy
Ryan.
Happy birthday.
You have a great day. Who gives a fart?
Got one here says, Graham, husband in your DMs. I just want to ask if you could please, please give my wife a shout out for her birthday. Her name is Janae, and she has always gotten me a shout out on the show, so I'd like to do the same. Happy birthday, Janae, from your husband, Douglas, and your fur babies, Doja, Donnie, Felicia, and Maggie. We love you very much. Do you think those are all dogs or dogs
babies.
And cats?
I think it's dogs and cats.
Okay, either way.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Got one says, yes, sir, mom in your DMs. Could you please wish my baby boy, Eric Aranda, a happy 10th birthday. Double digits. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. And
happy
hi
birthday.
To Nina and Antonio so they don't get jealous. You know, sibling rivalry.
Hi, Nina.
That's
hi,
from
Antonio.
Mom, Amy. So happy birthday, Eric.
Who gives a fart?
Another one says, can I please, please, please get a birthday shout out for my son, Nathan? He's turning 8 years old today. That's from Mom and Dad. Thank you, Graham. We love you all. And that's from Mom, Irene. So happy, happy,
happy
birthday to Nathan.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. One more. Hey, Graham, I hope you guys are having a great week. Can I please get a shout out to my son, Matthew? Today's his 12th birthday. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. Love Mom, Dad, and Maddie. And that's from Mom, Maria. So happy, happy,
happy
birthday,
birthday,
Matthew. Hope you have the best day
Let's
ever.
Go.
Who gives a fart?
Never mind. I
that's
take it
a,
back.
That's
yeah.
a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's SeaWorld for their Black Friday sale or visit SeaWorld.com.
So Jason Kelce has apologized for that viral incident with a fan. Yesterday at this time, we talked about Jason, who was at Penn State over the weekend. Fans were really excited to see him. Everything was fine until one guy decided to be a troll. And he was like, hey, how's it feel that your brother's a, you know, gay slur that mm-hmm. starts with an F for dating Taylor Swift? And it was almost like a switch. Jason Kelce, went from cool, calm, and collected to smashing the guy's phone. And then he ended up using that same gay slur 3 times. So yesterday, Jason was back on Monday Night Countdown on ESPN. No one really knew what was going to happen with that gay because, you know, ESPN, they have a policy where anyone who works for them, you have to conduct yourself a certain way. But apparently he's not getting fired since he was back on the show like that. But he did go on and he issued this apology.
I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, it leads to discourse. And it's the right way to go about things. In that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect. And I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though I fell short this week.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh. Do you accept his apology?
I didn't hear like a I'm sorry to those I let down in there or anything. But I get what he was trying to. I get the gist of it. I do.
I mean, we all have to be allowed to make a mistake and you know, and make things right and then be able to move forward.
And to prove
unless
that you will
you
do better.
Unless you do certain things. I don't know. There are some things I just, like, am not willing to let you come back from, you know. I don't know. There's a scale here. I don't know where we find the thing. Like, what he said was obvious and said and did deeply offensive. He did not handle that the right way at all.
Right.
You have to... I guess at some point, you know, be able to move forward, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I like that he's taking accountability for it. And I mean, the only thing that we can do at this point is see if he means it and if he doesn't do something like this again.
Mm-hmm. You always wonder, though, yeah. like what would have happened if nobody, you know, cameras, people have cell phones that capture everything nowadays. And then people have to apologize because the thing that you did, you can't deny it. It's right there.
Yeah.
We all see it. But if cameras aren't around, does... You know, he come to that same realization that he shouldn't have done the thing yeah. that he did. That's what you don't know, what's inside
but
a person's heart.
I don't
right?
see him as someone who would, like, use that slur just, like, yeah. every day. You know what I mean? I don't see
don't
that.
Know. I don't know. You don't know what's... I guess you don't know what's inside, what a person's true character is. We don't know. He obviously had to make that apology, right, from the company?
Right, yeah.
I'm sure ESPN was like, and parent company Disney was like, hello... You want to keep your job?
Yeah.
Better get out there and say something.
By the way, Penn State's police and public safety agencies, they are investigating the incident. At this point, I feel like it can go either way because Kelsey did smash that guy's phone, which is obviously a huge no-no. But the other guy, one, instigated, and two, he also shoved Jason Kelsey to the ground, which is kind of shocking. Jason Kelsey's a big guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, putting your hands on somebody else, also a big no. So,
if this was a football game, you think penalties offset and then nothing happens?
Maybe, unless one of them decides to press.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on Jason Kelsey, on random guy. These penalties are offsetting. And
unless one of them wants to press charges, right? Because either one can.
Oh, that's
true. I think he should offer to pay for the guy's phone, right?
I wouldn't.
You can't smash somebody's phone.
Well, you shouldn't have said what you said.
But then he should have ignored it.
True.
Got physical after that. Yeah. They're both at fault there. But
I think to just let this be in the past, he needs to pay for the phone and just move on.
I think so.
That would be the bigger thing to do.
It would. And as much as you wouldn't want to do it.
I know. You would have to, I guess. Graham, what do you have?
All right, just quick reminder. Obviously, polls are open. They're going to remain open until 8 p.m. tonight. So no excuse. Go vote today. If you haven't already, you cannot complain about anything politics related or anything that's going on in this country if you don't vote. That's a rule. So shut up if you're not going to vote. But everybody, please go out and vote today. That's just a quick reminder. I'm going to go all sports on you because we need to.
Let's do it.
I'm stressed about this election. So let's talk about sports. A little bit of salt in the wound this morning for Oakland A's fans. Well, and yes, yesterday, obviously, it's a giant gaping open wound because the A's are not coming back. They're moving on to their new home in Sacramento, and now they've completely dropped the word Oakland from their name. If you go look them up on social media or on their website,
I wasn't ready for this. I'm not gonna lie.
Athletics.com. Their jerseys are not. They're not going to have a city. They're not going to say Sacramento. I feel like they should have to say the Sacramento, Las Vegas, A's, formerly of Oakland. I think that should have to be printed on the uniform, but they did not take that suggestion. They are abandoning all cities, and it's just going to say Athletics or A's on all their merch and on all their social media and all their publication. Everything is just
this stings.
Gone. So take a moment, say your goodbyes to the Oakland part, A's, that part.
Fans, are you okay?
They're moving
on. Are you okay?
At this point, I think they've been desensitized to it and have
gotten
through the grief, and now we're moving on to anger.
Yeah.
But then acceptance.
Let's revolt.
At some point, anger. A little piece of good news, though, for 49ers fans. Running back Christian McCaffrey took the practice field yesterday. He has not played a single game this season in the NFL due to his Achilles tendonitis. Remember, he flew to Germany, top secret treatment. That appears to have worked because he was a full participant yesterday at practice. They say, barring any setbacks this week at practice, he will be a go for this weekend's game against the Tampa Bay.
Well, that was a quick recovery.
Quick recovery through 9 weeks at the NFL already.
Why did it go by so fast?
This season has gone by shockingly fast. But he's missed the 9 weeks of the NFL. And this is the 49ers bye week now.
I still feel like the season just started.
I do too. And I hope Christian McCaffrey has nice fresh legs and is injury free the rest of the way because the Niners need him. They really need somebody healthy. And that guy is a difference maker. So fingers crossed, everybody. McCaffrey is on the field and is a full go this weekend against the Bucs.
And fingers crossed that Sabrina Carpenter does not wear a Niners jersey this weekend.
Where is she performing again?
She's at Chase Center on Saturday. Oh. So the day right before, who knows, the Sabrina Carpenter curse could continue.
There's still so many people that are convinced the Madden curse was the real reason behind all the Niners injuries this year because Christian McCaffrey was on the cover of Madden and he has yet to take the field this year.
I still believe in that one, too. Yeah. I think everything's a curse. We're just all cursed.
Yeah, you have a lot of things to break going.
We got to sage the entire Bay Area at this point.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Happy voting day. Happy election day.
Yes, get out and vote, everybody.
How do you guys feel about a voting selfie? I'm in the booth, about to cast my vote. Let me take a selfie. Fana, it's blue eyes. How do you guys feel?
Just fun.
Can you take a selfie like right there?
I'm glad you asked that. Yes, here in California, it is legal to take a picture, a selfie or whatever, inside the booth or of your own ballot. However, they have restrictions when it comes to like other people that may be inside. Like you can't jeopardize the privacy of other voters or like intimidate anybody. And, you know, the workers, they probably don't want to be photographed or anything like that. But of yourself and your ballot, yeah, you can.
Normally, this is something I think I would not be a fan of. But if it helps get other people out to vote and remind other people of their civic duty that are forefathers and whatnot died to give you the right to do.
And as women, we couldn't vote not that long ago.
Yes. Yeah. Remember
Go
that?
Vote.
Isn't that
I don't
crazy?
Remember. I'm only 26 and a half.
I know, but isn't that crazy there. That there are generations alive that remember that?
Yes.
And remember when other groups of people couldn't vote? I mean, it's
insane.
Don't sweep your right to vote under the rug. It's so, so, so important.
How do you feel about the I voted sticker selfie?
My wife posted one with my son, and he got a little future voter sticker.
Oh, that's
so cute.
I didn't even know they had those. That's actually really cute.
Yeah, because I was wondering, you take your kids to the polls. Like, you don't have somebody to watch your kids. Yeah, you can bring your kid there, and they get a future voter sticker. I thought that was cool.
I love that. All right, Grandma, I want to make sure we have enough time for your rant.
Yeah, it's just a couple things I want to get off my chest now that, at least for my kids, the youth soccer season is done. And here's what I want to rant about. Well, first, can we just talk about that... Putting shin guards and cleats on a kid is the worst thing imaginable. I can think of nothing I enjoy less. Why is it so damn hard to get their feet into cleats? I hate it. They go, like, they don't fit in there. And then you're sitting there fighting it. And they just sit there like, well, I can't do anything to help you here. Yes, you can. Grab on the sides. Pull. Tug. Something. Don't you know how to put your own shin guards on? At what age am I out of this responsibility? Because I hate it. My kids are 7 and 5, and they sit back like they are clueless when it comes to how a shoe operates when it's cleats. When it's their normal shoes, watch this, Dad. Boom. I'm on. When it's a cleat, cleats? They're like, I have no idea how this thing goes on. Yeah, guess what? Neither do I. I hate it.
Graham, you're red.
I get it, but...
I think a couple more years of that.
What do you mean? They're shoes.
I know, but
figure
cleats,
out how to
put
them
really
on.
They are really hard to put
they
on.
They are but really hard to
why?
Put on.
Why? Loosen
the
them
worst
up.
Is when you're trying to put your kid's shoe on and there's no resistance. They're just like pushing their leg back
exactly.
As you push. It's like, no, you got to push the other way.
I feel like I'm going to snap their heel off half the time.
God.
I'm trying to jam their heel into the cleat. And then that back part, you know, it always folds under. And there's no getting it on after that, no matter how hard you push. Okay, that's not the thing I really want to rant about.
Okay.
Although I find that absolutely infuriating. I'm sick of it. Can we make some Velcro cleats or something? I'm sure that's a thing.
That'd be nice.
They should be like slip-on. The Skechers slip-ons,
Crocs,
you know?
Crocs, sports mode.
That's fine.
Right.
I'd let my kids wear Crocs if that was the case. And it gave me reprieve from that.
So what do you actually want to rant about?
What I want to rant about is the after game snack. And I don't know if you've witnessed this, Selena, but when I was a kid, the after game snack might have been like a granola bar and a Capri Sun or something, right? You get a drink and one little snack food to eat. I get the intent is good, right? Thank you, moms. The intent is good. Moms and dads, you put together the gift bag.
Okay.
And inside this gift bag is... a pack of gummies and a Gatorade and a granola bar. And then now there's toys in there, little soccer tattoos and a whistle.
So cute.
And,
it's a
full blown gift bag.
What is
like
your
you just,
problem with this?
Because what are we doing? Why are we rewarding 40 minutes of half ass soccer out there?
Oh my and they God, get all, these are kids.
Yeah, but what do they need?
Your
a
kids
whole,
are 5 and 7.
Oh my, but what do they need a whole gift bag for to show, look, yeah, you barely tried. You stood out there and watched the ball go back and forth and you picked some grass. You don't get a whole dang gift bag for that.
What about
what
for
are we
participating?
Doing?
Yeah. For trying.
To make it a good experience for them.
Each and every week they need a new gift bag, and it makes the rest of us parents who are normal people that just give them one granola. When it's our snack turn, we just give them one thing and a drink. That's all you get. You barely broke a sweat out there. You weren't even trying.
Like, I will say.
What do we do?
We've
gone too far.
The pressure to outdo the other parents once they come with the goodie bags and there's like
exactly.
Stickers. You have to match that same energy. You're telling me that you don't?
No.
Because I've seen the looks on the kids' faces. They're like, just a water and a
And that's fine. That's called life. Sometimes you're going to be disappointed. Maybe you should have tried harder out there and I'd be more likely to give you a gift bag.
These are children. They are trying. And you know what? Sometimes
they're
it's not.
They're not. They're half-assing
it. But isn't the more important thing that they're enjoying themselves
and
they're having fun?
Yes, but we shouldn't equate enjoying ourselves with gifts. The only way
we shouldn't equate it with winning. You're making it seem like if they don't win, they don't
It's effort.
They don't deserve.
I don't care if they win or lose. I tell my kid every time, I want you to be out there hustling harder than every other kid. You lose a game, you're going to lose tons of games. You're not going to be the best at it. I want you to be out there working harder than any other kid. And then I'm happy. I don't care if you're terrible at the thing. You got to be trying the hardest.
So ideally, like, when do they deserve to get one then?
at the end of the season, you can give them a gift bag. But we're doing it each and every week. And then the kids, yeah, to, Selena, to your point, they're disappointed when they don't get gifts. You're getting gifts at the end of a game each and every week? We've gone too far. They don't need these little plastic toys and things that are in there. It's all junk. It's going to go into a landfill and be there for 1,000 years. It's we're doing too much, and now we've said it's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube. We took a stand this season. Sorry, you got one drink and one thing and one slice of an orange, and that's all you got.
That's all you gave your team?
At halftime, you get one slice of an orange and get back out there, and at the end of the game, you get a little mini Gatorade and a granola bar, and even that is too much.
We can't have a snack?
Yeah, you get a granola bar. I don't need to feed these kids a five-course meal at the end of a game.
Throw some hot Cheetos in there, some gummies. They get a lollipop. Then you have the little orange that nobody eats.
I'm just saying, just how about the reward is that you got to go out there and play as a team and have fun outside with your friends and play a sport and be a kid.
But that reward sometimes doesn't hit as good as like a good snack.
Because we're training the kids that they deserve a gift bag after every game.
Parents,
it's ridiculous.
Weigh in. How do you feel about the goodie bags after your kids' sports games?
I'm sweating.
That talkback mic on the iHeart app. Use it! Okay, let us know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, very upset just a few minutes ago over these goodie bags.
I feel better now. I needed a rant to get it off my chest. Okay. Just something that I've noticed this season and last season at the youth soccer games is that every game, it's not good enough to just give a snack. When you're a snack parent, you have to now put together an entire goodie bag that contains toys, treats, snacks, and drinks.
All right, let's go to the talkbacks.
Totally agree, Graham. Ridiculous. Who gives a whole entire gift bag for a soccer game? Nope. Capri Sun, granola bar. Done.
I do. Not what? Soccer games. What? It's like you can't have all the other parents do it, and then I'm the one that shows up with a banana and a water bottle. That's, you know, I'm going to.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm ranting about.
It's not good enough in 2024.
But why are we doing this?
Come on, it don't come at all.
Are we doing it for social media? Are we doing it
no,
for... Do we see this on Pinterest?
Because that's what the kids want.
The kids want whatever. If you gave them a pony after every game, then you've now set the precedent.
Next, Selena.
And every game, they're going to want to have a full-blown petting zoo at the end of it. And why are we rewarding 40 minutes of exercise for that? Like, and then, not to mention all the sweets and sugar and stuff that and candy. My kids didn't need to go trick-or-treating. They got enough candy in their gift bags after the game.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ryan from the city. I personally don't see a problem with spending $25 a week when it's your turn to go and buy stuff to make a goodie bag. I was mad when all I got playing soccer was getting an orange slice and a Capri Sun and nothing else. So why not make these kids day? Speaking of which, have a good day and happy election day. Go vote.
Happy election day, yes.
Everyone. I agree with that part of the talkback. Thank you, Ryan, for leaving that talkback. But I just, we're rewarding too much. Why? Why is it need?
We are spoiling these kids.
Why do they need to get toys after playing a soccer game? The reward is playing the game with your friends and having fun.
Well, I mean, once somebody started it, it's just too late to go back.
We need to get together. I'm having a march today at City Hall. I'll be protesting the results of the election, and also I'll be protesting the parents that are putting too much into their soccer stuff. Actually, I don't know. Well, I got to see if the polls close.
Yeah,
if I'm
not we're not really sure.
We don't know yet.
So, this is Davey from the San Mateo Bridge, and I'm with Graham on this one. I think we are giving children a little bit too much and rewarding a little bit too much, and this is just going to set them up for failure in life as adults, you know, when something doesn't go your way. And as adults, things aren't going to go your way, you know. So, yeah, have a good morning.
I'm sorry, but receiving a goodie bag is not going to set them up for failure. If they turn into spoiled brats, it's going to be because of something else, not because they got a bag with some stickers from the team mom at soccer.
But don't you think this is indicative of society as a whole? This is just one little microcosm of it. And to see that kids were actively disappointed when it was, you know, when Kate, my wife, was the snack mom, and they didn't get a treat bag tied with a bow and filled with toys and soccer tattoos and candies and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And all they got was just a granola bar and a Gatorade.
I mean, I'd be mad too. And I mean, I love Kate, but I don't want that.
But I mean, I do get what you're saying, Graham. Like, it sets unrealistic expectations that every single time that they go to a game, they're going to you know, get these giant prizes, like the, even if they don't win.
The reward should be that you played outside and played a fun game. That should be the reward, not so the, where's the goodie bag at the end?
So let's do away with the snacks and treats altogether then. You played your game, that's your reward.
Bring your own damn water bottle and your own orange slice. I'm not above that, but I think it is nice if you need an actual snack and are thirsty at the end of the game, sure. There's your thing.
Why doesn't every parent just bring snacks for their own kids and that's leave it at that? Why do parents have to?
That would be nice also.
Switch, because I don't have kids, so I didn't know parents were bringing stuff for the whole team.
You've never played sports?
I played sports, but I didn't play sports when I was little. Yeah. I was already in high school and
it's just always been a thing. They take turns bringing snacks for the whole team and it's been around.
Yeah, I mean, that's been
a thing
for a while, but this gift bag thing is a recent phenomenon. And it.
Wow.
I'm taking a stand.
I like it. I think it's cute.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I brought a bag in of extra Halloween candy from my house because we have so much candy and I've eaten like 5 pieces just during that last song alone.
I don't blame you.
Now addicted. My mouth is watering from the Jolly Rancher gummies I just devoured.
Oh,
give me a second, okay?
Mouth-watering salsas.
Mouth-watering gummies.
It is Wild 94.9, the base number one hit music station, the JV Show, hanging out with you. Let's do one last talk back about the goodie bags, Graham.
Yeah, I went on a bit of a rant a little bit ago about the goodie bags that parents are now giving to kids after soccer games. I think it's completely unnecessary.
Hey, Graham, you know what you forgot to mention was that many times you have to make extra goodie bags because there's always a little brother or a little sister who's going to cry because they didn't get one. And then someone's going to say, oh, do you have an extra for so-and-so? So you not only have to cover the team, you have to always have a few extras.
See,
and I agree. Look,
I don't do that.
Yeah, but I've seen that firsthand, and that's caused huge fights amongst my own kids because my son, after his game, he'll dive into his bag and he's got something, and then my daughter didn't get the same thing, and here we go.
But wouldn't that be a lesson to teach your daughter? Like, hey, sorry, this is your brother's because he played the game.
How about, but she also played a game and got a rival goodie bag, but hers didn't have the type of candy that his did. How about have to teach this lesson, and the lesson is play soccer, have fun, you don't get gifts.
No goodie bags for anyone.
No, you don't need those.
No fun will be had.
End of the season? Sure. End of the season party? Give the goodie bag then.
Okay.
But one every single week? They have a lot of games.
So Olivia Rodrigo, she revealed that there is one thing she always will ask on a first date, and she'll cut this person off depending on their answer.
Whoa.
So it was like, do you want to travel to outer space?
That's the question?
And if they say yes, she's like, okay, that's all I need to know. Do you guys know why? Like, what is wrong with that, by the way? Do you happen to know what she doesn't like about that?
I think she says you're a little too full of yourself if you want to go to space. Like,
damn it, I want to go to space.
I know, but a lot of people did.
Wait, so she asked this at first date.
Do you want to travel to
space?
Nice
to meet you. How's your night going? Do you want to travel to space? And if they say yes, date is done?
That's weird.
Who hurt
her? It's very weird. I don't know.
Oh, everybody. And she keeps driving by their house and she's really upset about
it. Yeah, have you listened to her music, Graham?
Yeah, she's been wronged by a lot of people, apparently. What's wrong with wanting to go to space? That's like one of the biggest dreams of mine of all time. It'll never happen, probably, but wouldn't that be incredible?
No, I wouldn't want to go, but I wouldn't cut somebody off if they did.
I might think
you don't value your life as much, but and that's okay. That's your life.
If they've perfected this test flight to space, and you're going to go up there and look at the Earth for like 2 hours, and then you're going to buzz right back down, and they've perfected this, and it's like you just get in line like you're at a ride on the fair, and they can send you to space and back, and you wouldn't do it, and the track record's super safe. They've done 10,000 successful flights in a row, and it's not made by Boeing. Good point. And it's not assembled by the same people that assemble the rides at a fair. That might have been a bad analogy.
I mean, if it's a guarantee that I can come back, then yeah.
Well, there's no guarantees in life. But let's just say they've done 10,000 in a row test flights, and they've all and countless people have signed up and gotten their ticket before you and gone to and from. And you can go look at the Earth from outer space for 4 hours and you come back. You wouldn't do it?
No.
I guess not, because it's the same thing as like going skydiving. I still haven't done that, and a lot of people have.
Yeah, but if you go to that place that's near Davis or whatever, people are splatting left and right out there, and they just don't tell anybody about it.
So do you guys have a red flag question? We're all in relationships now, not with each other, you sickos.
Yeah,
separate
you sickos.
Relationships. Do you guys have a red flag question you would ask?
Sure.
Yes.
Probably a couple.
Go ahead, Graham. What would you ask?
Who did you vote for in the last election?
Okay.
Or
who are you voting for today in the election?
And which... answer would turn you off.
Easy, 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 Selena. We're not allowed to dive into politics on this show, unfortunately, as much as I'd like to rant about some things today regarding the election. I'd love to. But I think for me, in past elections, would not have mattered. I would have gone, you know what? And this is indicative of a larger problem in our society right now. I think in past elections, I would have been like, whew, we're not going to agree on much. But
we can get past that.
I'll be able to. You keep your stuff and I keep my stuff. But this, the division that we've seen in this country and what's happened on both sides, I feel like it does matter. That's sad to me that I feel like we're more divided as a country. I mean, we hear that all the time, but we are. It's true. And a lot of people listening are thinking the same thing. Man, I couldn't date somebody that voted for that person.
The issues that have come up, even with like family members who I learned like recently don't really
share your
line.
Yeah. And I'm like, I try not to view them differently. And so I just try not to get into it. But politics will come up every once in a while. And it's like the thing that I don't want to talk about because I don't want to view, that family member differently. I want us all to get along.
Here's my thought about, I'm going to go on a little bit. The boss is like, please don't talk politics. Please, please, please. I want to say this, and this is not, we are not a politics show, but it is election day. It's a huge moment in our country's history. And I do want to say this. Right now, the way that everything in politics is framed is it's an us versus them. We're giving an example of it right now. Like, whew, couldn't imagine dating someone that voted for that person. Or I look at my family members and friends differently when I find out they voted for that person. We're at a time where there never before has been a bigger us versus them. But the one thing I've learned, and my wife has reminded me of this a lot, is that the way to think about what we all want in this country is to start about those things, what we all want, because what we all want as a country, they're all very similar. It seems like we are miles apart, right? But at the end of the day, if you look at a problem like this or something or this division from what do we all want? Start at something that's common, a commonality. We all want the best schools. We all want clean water and clean air. We all want low crime. We all, you could rattle off 20 of those things that are hot button issues. And maybe we have different ways to get to those things. But let's start at the right there in the middle. We all want those same things. And it may seem as you read sensationalized news headlines and you look at people like, look at that. They love high crime. They love their city being torn apart and crime. They love retail crime. Like, no, people we all want the same things. Do we have different paths for how to achieve those things?
Yes.
Let's start with the ideal that we do all want those same things for the most part. There are a few things that some people want that I'm like, whoa, no chance. But at its core, the majority of Americans, we all want the same things. So let's start there. We have more in common with each other than we have.
Try not to forget that.
Yeah.
Right, because it's so hard right now today. Because of all the headlines and you're getting fed one thing in your algorithm and I'm getting fed something totally different in my algorithm and it makes you feel like, I can't believe these people, they actually want that. But let's take a step back, take a deep breath and realize we all want those same things.
Right.
In the middle.
And really quick, around the room, even though it's just me and Jess left, your red flag question.
Sorry, I ranted there again.
That's okay, Graham.
I feel like it needed to be said today.
I mean, Graham, yours was a really good one. Mine was going to be, if I threw up in front of you after a night out, how would you deal with it? Because these are things I need to know, especially after this weekend.
Every weekend.
Every guy's like, of course, I'd be right there with you. I'd hold your hair back. Right. They're just trying to get some.
My red flag question, if you were to drive me and your mom at the same time, who gets the front seat?
Oh, good question.
Whoa. Graham, what would you do?
What's the correct answer there?
Your wife or your girlfriend.
I think I'd let my mom. My mom would never take the front seat. My mom's one of those people that...
Look, married, I think it's your wife. Jess, you're not married yet. Would you take the front seat or you let your man's mom sit in front? You sit in the back.
I would let her sit in the front. I feel like that really isn't a big issue for me. Like, I don't really see what the big issue would be. Like, why do I need to be sitting in the front?
I don't know. You just do.
Really? Maybe married is different. But like, even when I'm like going on a trip or something with my boyfriend and if my mom is there, he'll be like, no, you sit in the front. So, and I don't know if that's different, but
I think that's a little bit different. I think my man would let my mom sit in the front as well. But I don't know. I feel like wife's got to sit in the front.
I think I would at least offer for her to sit in the front And then, if she says no, then...
I used to have a two-seater. I'd make my wife ride in the trunk. And I'd put my mom...
Never mind.
I'd let my mom ride shotgun.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the talkbacks really quick before we kick off trending. We're talking about first date questions.
Vanessa from Novato. It wasn't a question when I was dating. I'm married now, but when I would go out on dates, I always insisted that they'd go play pool with me. I played kind of semi-competitively, but kept that a secret. And if the guy handled kind of getting his butt kicked at a game of pool and he was gracious about it, then we were good. If not, bye-bye.
I love that.
That is awesome.
That is so good.
Yes. Imagine a guy thinking like, oh, I'll take it easy on her. I don't want to like beat her too badly. And then she just mops the floor with you.
Jokes on you. Yeah. That's great.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Britney Spears texted Kristen Cavallari.
Huh?
So, you know, Kristen has that podcast, and she did she did a recent episode talking about Hollywood conspiracies, and she really went in on Kanye West and Britney Spears and how she is convinced that they are clones.
Wow, she's another smart one.
And she said after that, her publicist called her, and she's like, hey, Britney Spears wants your phone number. And she was so scared. You guys, my situation, would you give Britney your number?
Yep.
Yes.
Me too.
100%.
So that's what Kristen did, even though she was like freaking out. And then Britney texted her.
Britney sent me a text. And I'm not going to read it. I would love to read it. Just take my word.
Why would you love to read it? Because I know why you would love to read it.
It was a bit of a roller coaster.
And it was like, no, that's Britney Spears. Nobody can fake that. Or it's the Britney Spears that's put out to us right now. Because it was like one big run-on sentence.
It was one big paragraph after paragraph about why she's not a clone. But she won't read that. I wish she would just read it.
Yeah, just read the message. I would love to. That would be one of the most comical things ever is Britney Spears trying to explain that she's not an actual clone.
Yeah, and if you want exposure for your podcast, read the dang message.
That to me would be pure comedy gold.
What I've heard from this podcast, it's like unlistenable because Kristen talks like this. And she was like, I was freaking out that Britney Spears wanted my phone number.
I'm like, oh my God.
And I was yeah.
And like, I totally believe in like people are like being cloned. And then like, you know, if they clone Britney Spears, how long would they have to wait till she's an adult Britney version of Britney Spears? Like, you can't clone and then they pop out at that age. Have you thought about that?
I have thought about this. People? So I always thought that when they clone someone, they started out as babies. But somebody told me that when they clone somebody, that they're cloning like...
That's what I thought. At whatever age you get cloned.
How would that work?
I don't know.
Like, there's just a factory.
I never actually thought about it.
Yeah, it's like copy and paste.
The way that they've been able to clone animals and things like that. Remember they cloned a sheep? They created an embryo, then they implant it, and you can get your pets cloned now,
I think. That takes too long.
Can you imagine having to raise a baby Britney Spears?
Seriously, all the way through.
That would
like,
be so weird.
Jeez, can you hurry up?
To get to the pop star.
I mean, have we ever thought about this?
Like, grow a pop star.
Is it scary at all that Kristen Cavallari has such a large platform for her podcast, and she believes that Britney Spears and Kanye and these other people are...
Not really. I like
it. No, because how many people are listening to her podcast?
And Britney really might be
quite a few.
Oh, dang.
And that people, I don't, I've lost all faith in the public education system.
Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
Just a couple of quick things. One reminder, polls open until 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
No excuse not to go get your vote out. In Oakland, they are apparently preparing for a possible election protest tonight.
Saw this.
I see that they're boarding up and fencing off some buildings just in case there's any unrest tonight from the outcome of the election. I kind of think we're not going to have much of an outcome for this election for quite some time because it does look like it's coming down to a razor-thin margin, but who knows? We'll see as all the results come in. Also tonight, we're expecting very, very strong winds. Wow. They say it might be the strongest wind event in years. I feel like we've had some pretty windy
there's been a few times events. We almost got blown off.
Yeah, I almost got blown off on the Bay Bridge a couple times. Would have been awesome. Anyways, the winds that are coming in going to be strongest overnight tonight. Again, we're at a red flag fire risk. Wildfire danger is at critical levels because of this wind and the dry conditions, even though I feel like it just rained the other day. Anyway, so please, everyone, be fire safe. And if you are in an area that's, you know, on some of the ridges around the Bay Area, PG&E may be cutting off your power. They say 20,000 or so customers in 17 Northern California counties might have their power cut off tonight if this strongest wind event in years develops.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.